This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Afghan officials say a former prominent female television journalist in Afghanistan, Mina Mongul, was gunned down and killed this morning in Kabul. Witnesses said two men appeared on a motorcycle while Mongul was waiting for a car. That one man fired four shots in the air, then fired twice at Mongul, hitting her in the chest. Mongul had been working as a cultural advisor for Afghanistan's lower chamber of parliament, and she ran popular social media pages that discussed the rights of Afghan women to work and for Afghan girls to go to school. No claim of responsibility for the killing. Final results are expected later today, but it is certain that South African President Cyril Ramaphosa's ruling ANC party has won its latest absolute majority in parliament, something it has done since the end of apartheid in 1994. But with nearly all the votes counted from Wednesday's polling, the ANC is claiming under 60% of the ballots cast, the first time that's happened. The ANC's main opposition, the Democratic Alliance, is in second place with just over 20%. The trade war between the United States and China continues and threatens to get worse. Talks aimed at ending the impasse have broken down in Washington, with new higher U.S. tariffs against Beijing in place and China promising retaliation. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Negotiators did not reach a deal during a brief meeting hours after the U.S. imposed new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. President Trump tweets talks into the future will continue, but he says the tariffs may or may not be removed. Investors worry about a full-blown trade war, which would generally threaten to slow the global economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says President Trump has ordered administration officials to begin the process of raising tariffs on essentially all remaining imports from China, valued at about $300 billion. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Cuban government has announced widespread rationing of chicken, eggs, rice, and other basic products because of what's called a grave economic crisis. Commerce Minister Betsy Diaz-Velasquez says various forms of rationing will be employed to deal with shortages of staple foods. She blames the U.S. trade embargo, but economists give equal or greater blame to a plunge in aid from Venezuela, where the collapse of the state-run oil company has led to a nearly two-thirds cut in subsidized fuel shipments to Cuba. African swine has been detected, swine fever rather, has been detected in a pig in Hong Kong's slaughterhouse. And the head of the city's food and health department says all 6,000 animals at the facility will be killed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the disease cannot be transmitted to humans and is not a food safety issue. But it adds swine fever is highly contagious and deadly and affects both domestic and wild pigs. Among the political battles here in Washington these days, one that centers on President Trump's tax returns. The Democratic-led House Ways and Means Committee chairman is demanding that 6 years of Mr. Trump's personal tax documents be turned over by next Friday. It does not seem likely that will happen. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Ways and Means Committee Chair Richard Neal issued subpoenas after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told the committee the request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said last month,
"That is not going to happen, and they know it. This is a political stunt."
President Trump has long given this reason for not providing his tax records.
"I'm not going to do it while I'm under audit."
The president has told those close to him the attempt to get his returns is an invasion of privacy and a further example of what he calls the Democrat-led witch hunt. Richard Neal is reminding Mnuchin and IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig, federal law states the IRS shall furnish the tax returns of any individual, and points out Ways and Means has never been denied a request. Ed Donahue, Washington.
French special forces have rescued four hostages, two French, one American, and one South Korean, in the West African nation of Burkina Faso. But the elite force also lost two of its commandos who died in the assault. Four terrorist kidnappers were reported killed. France says the raid was carried out with the support of U.S. intelligence in Friday's pre-dawn hours. And the defense minister says no one involved in the operation knew in advance about the presence of the American and South Korean hostages. There is a new warning on the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The World Health Organization says with armed attacks, misinformation, and a growing funding gap, things are threatening to spiral out of control, with the disease spreading to other parts of the country and across the borders of neighboring Uganda, Rwanda, and South Sudan. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.